Everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're diving into WeCan, but first, a quick shout out to SafeServer. They can help with hosting WeCan, or if you're just looking for some help on a digital transformation project, more information on them over at www.safeserver.de. Now, you're probably listening to this deep dive because you're interested in WeCan. You might be thinking about using it to manage projects and tasks and get organized.
Yeah, that's right.
So today we're going to be looking at, what makes WeCan so special and why is it becoming so popular? And we'll be going straight to the source, no marketing hype, just straight from WeCan's website and GitHub page. All right.
Sounds good.
Okay, so have you ever heard of Kanban?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of a visual way to organize work. You imagine a whiteboard, maybe divided up into columns. Each column represents a different stage of a project. So, common ones would be to do, in progress, and done. Got your sticky notes. And you're moving those sticky notes between those columns as you progress, right? So that's kind of Kanban in a nutshell. So WeCan is a digital version of that. It's a free, open source alternative to popular tools like Trello.
Okay.
And when I say open source, that means it's totally free to use. And actually anyone can, take a look at the code behind it.
Interesting.
So the WeCan website, they highlight some key features like boards, lists, and cards. So you can kind of think of it like a digital whiteboard where you can have multiple boards for different projects.
Yeah.
And then the lists, those are like the columns on the board, And then the cards are those virtual sticky notes where you can, represent those individual tasks. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really visual way to manage your work. And I think that's one of the things that makes WeCan so appealing.
Right. It's very simple, kind of get started. You don't need to, spend hours learning how to use it.
Exactly.
So, speaking of, being appealing, I was reading on the WeCan website that their largest user had 30,000 people at their company using WeCan.
Wow, that's a lot of users.
Yeah, that's a lot of users. So that made me wonder, why would such a large organization choose WeCan?
Well, I think there are a few reasons. First of all, it's free. There's no expensive software licenses to worry about. And that can be a huge saving for a large organization.
Right.
But it also offers incredible flexibility. You can customize WeCan to fit your specific needs and workflow, which is something that you can't always do with commercial software. And let's not forget about transparency. With open source, you can see exactly what's going on under the hood, which can, build trust and confidence.
Yeah, makes sense. So let's move on. Let's take a look at the WeCan GitHub page. This is where all the technical stuff happens, all the code and everything.
Right.
And I was looking at the download section, and there are so many ways to install it: Docker, Snap, Sandstorm. It's kind of a bit overwhelming. What's with all the different options?
Yeah, don't worry. It's not as complicated as it sounds. All those options are there to cater to different levels of technical expertise. So Docker is very popular among developers. Something like Snap is super user-friendly, even for beginners. So WeCan tries to make itself accessible to everyone.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I did notice, though, that in the requirements section, it mentions needing a 64-bit system and, a certain amount of RAM. So is that something that, those people would need to worry about?
Not really. I mean, most computers these days are 64-bit, and the RAM requirements are, pretty standard. It's just about ensuring that WeCan has the resources it needs to run smoothly.
Okay, so it's like making sure you have enough gas in your car before you head out on a road trip.
Exactly.
Okay, and they also emphasize the importance of keeping WeCan updated. So is that just for getting new features, or is there more to it than that?
Well, updates are crucial for security. They patch vulnerabilities, which are basically weaknesses in the code that hackers could exploit. It's like locking your doors and windows. You're protecting your data from potential threats.
So it's not just about the shiny new features. It's about, keeping things safe and sound. Well, what I find really exciting is the roadmap section on GitHub. It kind of gives you a sneak peek at what the developers are working on for the future of WeCan. And it seems like they've got, new features and bug fixes planned. That's good to know.
Yeah, and that's a big plus for any software, especially open source. It means that it's constantly evolving and adapting to user needs.
Right, and that's something that you don't always get with, commercial software, which can often be quite static.
Yeah.
So, speaking of adapting to needs, how do WeCan's features actually help people manage projects and work together? That's a good question. We'll dive into that right after a quick word from our sponsor. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Before we jump back into weekend, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor, SafeServer. If you're thinking about maybe making the leap to open source software, or maybe just need some help navigating, you know, the digital world, SafeServer has your back. You can find them over at www.safeserver.de.
Great. Thanks for that.
All right. So we were talking about how Weekend can help people manage projects and work together better, you know, collaborate. And I remember from the website, they highlight these features, boards, lists, and cards as the core building blocks.
Yeah. And those are really intuitive ways to organize your work. You can think of boards like separate whiteboards for different projects or teams, or even for personal to-dos.
So like if I'm working on, you know, redesigning a website, that could be one board, and then maybe I have another board for planning a vacation or something.
Exactly. And within each of those boards, you have the lists, which are those columns that we were talking about before,
yep.
You know, representing the different stages of a project. So like you could have a list for to-do, in progress, needs review, and done.
Gotcha. And then each task goes on a card, which is like that digital sticky note.
Right.
Okay. And then you just move those between the lists.
Exactly. And it's so visual, you can really see your progress at a glance.
Yeah, I like that.
And each card can actually hold a lot of information. You can add a description, you can add due dates, you can attach files, you can even assign them to different people on your team.
Oh, cool. So like if I was working on that website with a developer, I could create a card and assign it to the developer for like coding a specific page or something, and then I could set a due date on that card.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a great way to keep everyone on the same page and, you know, make collaboration much easier. One thing that really impresses me about Weekend, though, is the emphasis on security.
Yeah, especially considering it's open source.
Right. I mean, you would think that with the code being open for anyone to see, there might be more security risks,
right.
But it's actually quite the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, because that transparency means that more eyes are on the code looking for vulnerabilities. Think of it like a neighborhood watch program for your software.
Makes sense.
And plus with Weekon, you have the option to self-host it.
Right, so you're not relying on some big company to keep your data safe.
Exactly. You have complete control over where your information is stored and who has access to it.
Okay, so you mentioned self-hosting. That sounds kind of complicated, though.
It can be, but, you know, Weekon provides a lot of resources and documentation to help you get set up. And if you're not comfortable with the technical aspects, you can always partner with a company like SafeServer to take care of that for you.
Right. I mean, they're the pros. That's what they do.
Exactly.
So beyond these core features, you know, boards, lists, and cards, what else makes Weekon stand out? I remember seeing something about customization on the website.
Oh, yeah. Weekon is incredibly customizable. You can change the appearance to match your brand. You can create custom fields for your cards, set up email notifications, really just make it work the way you want it to.
That's great. It sounds like you could really make it work for any project or any team, really.
Absolutely.
I wonder if that's part of the reason why they've got such a diverse range of users, you know?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It adapts to your unique needs and workflows.
Okay, so we've been talking about all these, you know, features and benefits, but I think it's time to address the elephant in the room here.
Okay, what's that?
Open source.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it can be a little bit intimidating for people who aren't, you know, super tech savvy.
Yeah.
So do you need to be like a coding whiz to use Weekon?
Not at all. I was a little intimidated at first myself, but once you start using it, you realize it's really designed to be very user-friendly.
Okay, that's good.
The interface is clean, it's intuitive, even for beginners. And remember, there are lots of resources and support available too if you do get stuck. Weekon community is incredibly helpful and welcoming.
So what about people who, you know, they want to go beyond the basics and maybe, you know, actually tinker with the code a bit?
Well, then that's where that GitHub page comes in handy. It's like a treasure trove of information for developers.
Okay.
You can access the source code, you can see how everything works, and you can even contribute your own improvements.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we talked about earlier all these different installation methods like Docker and Snap. Is there one that you would recommend for someone, you know, just starting out with Weekon?
I think Snap is a great option for beginners. It's really designed to be easy. You just download the Snap package and install it with a few clicks. It's very straightforward.
Okay, so kind of like installing an app on your phone.
Exactly, yeah. No complicated commands or configurations to worry about.
And if you are comfortable with the command line, you know, Docker is another great option. Okay, so it's great that WeCon caters to both ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah.
Speaking of catering, let's take a moment to thank SafeServer once again for sponsoring this deep dive into WeCon. Check them out over at www.safeserver.de.
Absolutely.
Okay, back to WeCon. We've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about, you know, the basics of Kanban, the ins and outs of open source, all that. But there's one crucial aspect that we haven't touched on yet, and that is that requirements section on that GitHub page.
Yeah, the nitty-gritty detail.
Yeah, it can seem a bit daunting at first, but it's, you know, it's pretty straightforward.
It is.
So they mentioned needing a 64-bit system and, you know, a certain amount of RAM. Is that something to be concerned about?
Not really. I mean, most modern computers and servers meet those requirements. It's just like checking if your car has enough fuel before a road trip.
Yeah, just make sure WeCon has enough resources to run smoothly.
Exactly. And, you know, they also emphasize the importance of those frequent updates, which, you know, why are those so crucial, especially in the world of open source software? We'll explore that right after a quick message. Don't go anywhere.
And welcome back to the Deep Dive. Before we wrap up our exploration of WeCon, let's give another shout out to SafeServer for supporting this, you know, deep dive. You can find them at www.safeserver.de. If you are interested in WeCon and maybe need some help with hosting or, you know, any aspect of your digital transformation, go check them out. They're the experts.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we were just about to jump into the requirements section on that WeCon GitHub page.
Right.
And they mentioned, you know, needing frequent updates, right?
Yeah.
So why is that so important, especially when we're talking about, you know, open source software?
Well, it really boils down to security. Updates often include, you know, patches for vulnerabilities, which are like weaknesses in the code.
Right.
Hackers could exploit those. So think of it like, you know, you're reinforcing the walls of your digital fortress.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, getting those regular security upgrades keeps your data safe. Exactly.
Okay, so are updates just about security? Or are there other benefits as well?
No, there are other benefits too. Updates can also bring performance improvements, new features, bug fixes. It's about keeping WeCon running smoothly and making sure you have the latest and greatest tools at your disposal.
Right. Makes sense. And speaking of latest and greatest, WeCon has that roadmap section on their GitHub page, which kind of, you know, gives you an idea of what the developers are working on, what the future of WeCon looks like. And they seem to be constantly adding new features and improvements, which is really cool.
Yeah, and that's a, you know, a real testament to the vibrancy of that open source community. Developers are always working to make it better, and users can even contribute their own ideas and even code. It's a very collaborative ecosystem.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into WeCon. We talked about, you know, its features, open source nature, benefits of self-hosting. But I think the big question here is WeCon right for you, you know, the listener? What do you think?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the answer, as with most things in life, is it depends.
Okay, so let's break that down a bit. Who do you think WeCon would be a good fit for?
Well, I think WeCon is a fantastic tool for, you know, anyone who wants a really visual and flexible way to manage their projects and tasks, individuals, small teams, even large organizations.
Okay, so what about those people who maybe are a little hesitant about open source software? What would you say to them?
I'd say, you know, don't be afraid to give it a try. It's surprisingly user-friendly, and there's a wealth of resources and support available. And plus, that open source nature means you can see exactly what's going on, which can really help build trust and confidence.
Right. And it's also completely free to use. No need to worry about those expensive software licenses. Mm. So if you're looking for a powerful, customizable, cost-effective way to manage projects, you know, definitely check out WeCon.
Absolutely.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of WeCon. We hope you surface with a newfound understanding of this incredible open source tool. And a big thank you again to SafeServer for supporting this episode. If you're thinking about making the move to open source software or just need a helping hand in, you know, navigating your digital journey, you know where to find them. www.safeserver.de.
Absolutely.
All right. And to all our listeners out there, you know, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.